Why did God create differences? The differences between beings are innate and essential, and a necessity of the system of cause and effect. For the world to be in a proper balance, there needs to be these differences. We have established that the world has a specific order to it, the order of cause and effect. This specific order that we are trying to understand in the creative realm can be understood in two ways. There is the vertical order and the horizontal order. In the vertical order, there is a cause and effect system that deals with creation, and the horizontal order, there is a cause and effect system on why things happen. For example, the vertical order can be understood with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the top that infuses all of the creation, and He is the primary cause of everything. Then we have, for example, angels who have been assigned certain responsibility. We know that there are certain angels that have the responsibility of taking life, some angels to deliver messages and etc., as mentioned in the Holy Quran. Then it could come down to prophets, and then come down to humans, not in any known order. It does not mean that there is no shift on how our spiritual level can go, but we are looking at it from the creative nature, why we are, where we are. The Holy Quran mentions where angels are saying, "There is not among us any except that he has a known position." That means the angels know where they sit in the hierarchy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The vertical order proves that it is not possible for a necessary being to be possible and a human to be necessary. The one that is on top of the order, it is necessary that all creation emanates from him. Therefore, it is not possible for that necessary being to move down and someone else to come on top, because they do not have it innate in them to have that creative ability. So questions such as, why was I not created an angel? Why was I not created a prophet or an imam? Can be answered because innately, I did not have the capacity to be in that particular position that somebody higher has, nor can I be in the position lower than that has been assigned to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creative realm. These questions only appear because we compare the system of God to our system. In our system, there is no problem with you being the president ruling today and tomorrow you are being ruled. But in fact, the order set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an artificial system. We must understand that each one has been put in a certain spot for a particular reason, because of our own innate capacity. And Allah knows we will best fit in that particular system at that particular time to have that desired effect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This is what we are meant to have been. I could never have been a prophet. I could never have been an imam. I could never be a jinn. I am where I am. Now, the horizontal order is what governs the material world we live in. If we look at any event, that event did not appear randomly. There was a cause that led to that effect, no matter what it is in the system of the material world. For example, a house burning. Something had happened to cause that house to burn. We are here today because some events led us to be here today. Every event that happened in history, every event that happened in our lives is because of the cause and effect system, and is known as causation in philosophy. From religious terms, it is known as divine precedent, the sunnah of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Yet you will never find any change in Allah's precedent, and you will never find any revision in Allah's precedent." This means the system of cause and effect is the precedent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a decree from Allah. Every event that happens in the world will be based on the system of cause and effect. A question arises, would there ever be changes where an event did not have a particular cause to cause that event? The answer is no. There is never an event that will happen without there being a particular cause which brought out that particular event. Then why was a certain child born handicapped when the law of creation tells us when a father and a mother get together, the child should be healthy? Why is there change in the law of creation? The law of creation tells us everybody has been provided with enough sustenance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How come certain people are born without food? There obviously has been a shift in the law of creation. These alterations are actually the result of change in condition, which necessitates a new law to be brought in to replace the pre-existing law. We change something within the horizontal realm. For example, if we talk about wealth, the purpose of wealth is that we distribute it. When I hoard it, I am changing the law and system which led to others being poor. Because I am changing the system, a new effect is being put into place by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will reflect the change I brought about in that system. Or another example, a parent taking certain substances during the course of their pregnancy might have resulted in certain deficiencies and illnesses of that child. Therefore, nothing is outside the scope of causation in the horizontal order. We sometimes bring a shift in this scope, but that shift will require a new effect to be brought in by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about miracles? What about the birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salam? That was not a father and a mother coming together.